Amazon.com.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What a crowd today. Stanley Staccato, our professor of music, and that cool jazz tune. In the back, I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we welcome the Lawyers Who Needs Them. This is our fourth program on Talk Zone. And so far, so good. I mean, they haven't canceled the contract.
No, well, you know, it's...
Because we're lawyers, they think they're going to get sued.
It's too early to tell.
It's much too soon to tell. Anyway, welcome to the show. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is considered one of Rochester's top trial attorneys, and he's argued cases before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
And on Monday, we both sneak out a little early so we can be here with you to do Lawyers Who Needs Them, which we have been doing since 1992. And it hasn't gotten
been that long?
Any better.
That's right.
We're still trying to make this work. Anyway, each week, Jim and I attempt to
People still need them.
That's right. Absolutely. The need for attorneys has not gone down, right. Nor has the number of them running around.
Oh, it's gone up.
But anyway, each week, Jim and I attempt
locusts
to take...
Locusts.
Can I please get through this
yes,
line?
You can.
Thank you.
Right.
Each... Let me try it one more time. Each week... Jim and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system
and inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in.
Now, if you'd like to reach us by calling, you can do that anywhere toll-free in North America. Simply dial, get a pencil, 1-888-463-6748. 1-888-463-6748. And if you're a world listener, that means if you're outside of North America and this show goes around the globe and to Mars, you can reach us at 011-847-470-0937.
Now, and I'd like to say hello to all our friends in the Falkland Islands.
Yes, that's right.
And in Fiji.
That's correct. You have right. A couple of friends in Fiji.
I have a fidgety friend in Fiji.
Do you? A fidgety friend?
They used to call him a fidgety Fijian.
He's a fisherman.
He fishes.
Yes. Okay.
He's a fidgety fisherman. He's a fidgety Fijian fisherman.
Wow. I don't think you could say that more than once, but don't. All right. Now, get a new pen, because if you wrote that number down, you're out of ink. Okay.
Right.
It's 011-847-470-0937. And again, in North America, 1-888-463-6748. We're just giving numbers like mad here. Now, over the weekend, I was notified by a member of my high school class that one of our colleagues sent this link worldwide to everyone that we knew. So if you're out there and you can still consider yourself a friend of mine, Randall Simonetti, please call this 1-800 number. We'd just love to talk to you and see how you're doing. And if you have a legal question, that would be even better. But just call and let us know you're listening. We're
That's
trying
right.
to find out if there's anybody listening.
Are you out there?
Right.
Friend,
you know, in the
friend,
old days.
Friend of Randall.
Right. Anyway. Now,
why don't you mention a high school so that if they don't know you, at least they'll know.
Westlake High School in Thornwood, New York. Class of '09. All right.
I guess so.
Yes. Now, if you're shy
look
like...
Don't look a day over '08.
That's because... I don't have a makeup person. I have an undertaker that I work with. Now, let me tell you, if you're shy like my partner, you can just send us a question. You can click on the Talk Zone button if you're looking at the homepage right now and send us a question. If you don't feel like calling in, don't want to reveal yourself, you can use a fake name. We don't care, but we'd be happy to answer your question. Or if you are thinking about a question during the week, go to the official Lawyers Who Needs Them website. That's lawyerswhoneeds.com, lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, the world's longest word, and we'll be happy to answer your question on next week's program. So, without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. And to do that, we're going to be talking about our good friend, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He outlawed texting while driving, and here's what he had to say to us.
You're a funny guy, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
That's what he had to say when we called to an interview. He is a tough guy.
It don't come any tougher. Let me tell you that.
I tell you, he scared me to death.
He's done wonders for California.
And the problem was, neither of us are named Sully.
Anyway.
Go ahead. So what's going on? The outlaw texting, which is a good idea.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I think it should be done all over. But finally, he did it. First, he did it for two reasons. Number one, it's the same reason, basically, if those states have outlawed using cell phones and driving at the same time, unless the cell phone is hands-free, which I don't understand because it's really not holding a phone that's preventing you from paying attention. It's the fact that you're concentrating on a conversation and on the and driving at the same time.
But texting is harder because
New York, famous for meaningless legislation, has that rule that you can't use a cell phone in a car, but you unless it is hands free. Of course, you can't text hands free because you have to use your thumbs. The other reason he passed the law because he noticed many of the citizens of California were walking around with elongated thumbs. And from texting so much, and they were all, and as the expression goes, they were all thumbs.
Right.
So he has done something which I think every state should do. I don't think you really want to know the truth. You shouldn't be on a cell phone in a car if it's hands-free, feet-free, or anything else. You shouldn't be texting. You should be driving. If you have to use the phone, pull over. Go to the side. Throw your hazard lights on so people know you're there.
Those are the little blinkers.
And then use your phone.
Right.
Now, I try to do that. I'm going to be honest with you. Because I once had an accident using the phone. I admit it.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I ran against a fence. And
so you didn't strike anyone or hit another car?
No.
Just a fence?
Just a little rubbed against a guardrail.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which doesn't guard you from the from getting rubbed
now,
by the guardrail.
How did that affect your Bentley?
Oh, it was very, very disturbing to the Bentley. Very, very disturbing. My Bentley was almost, it was scratched, so I wouldn't use it anymore. I only use my Maserati.
Oh, I see.
Yes, with marinara sauce. Maserati with marinara sauce. It's very, very, very tasty.
Okay.
I love, have you ever had Maserati?
Not with marinara sauce.
It's good.
Sauce.
Try it.
I like
I forgot the name
sauce.
Of the restaurant, but I'll give it to you later.
Okay.
They serve Maserati with...
So you had
with,
a little fender bender, as we say.
Yes, a little bender of the fender.
Okay.
And
were you alone, or was your lovely wife
no,
Fran
I was
with
alone.
At the time?
Uh-huh. I was alone.
Were you driving while under the influence of...
No, I was not. I was under the influence of the cell phone.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
I would have done better under the influence
of some other substance.
Why, of course.
All right.
I mean,
well.
It was just like the guys were driving along, and the guy is the drunkard, and the, I mean, the car is going all over the place, and the policeman pulls up, and he pulls over. He says that to all of them, and how can you let this guy drive? He's so drunk. They said we have to. He's too drunk to sing. Anyway.
Okay. Well, that's
crazy. We're having a lot of. These cell phones are really out of hand. I don't understand it. If you're in a plane, and people, once, you know, they tell you, turn off the cell phones. Okay. Now you're coming in for a landing, and you land. The wheels hit the ground, and say, okay, you can turn on your cell phone. Everybody gets on. Here I am. We landed. We're coming into the gate. Then when I get to, we're at the gate. We'll be open. The door will be open soon. Call them up. The door is open. I'll be out in the lobby soon. I mean, what are they, crazy. Years ago, we never had cell phones.
I know it.
I want to tell you something.
Yes?
When I was a kid, not too many people had phones. And that's not because of my age.
Right.
Which is something to talk about. Because the phones, I had little cranks on them, and they were wooden. And,
they wound them
wound
up.
It up. Yep. Right.
Get the old magneto
yeah.
going.
But that's... I beg your pardon. Magneto in mixed company.
Not libido, Magneto.
Magneto.
Oh, my God. Remember the time I said I was referring to a book with about the Big Bang Theory, and you thought I said Big Bank?
That's
and you went on for about 2 minutes about lousy banks, which, of course, all came true this week.
That's true. I remember that.
I remember because I was I couldn't even correct you. I was crying
with
laughter.
That's a great program. We got thrown off that station.
But you went on for 2 minutes.
But now you have the Big Bank that has the Big Bang.
Right. That's exactly right.
The Big Bang for the big banks.
But we're not going to talk about that.
Wonderful today, only 500 points down.
What it was? You said to me as the way in here, the House rejected this version of the recovery bill,
right.
Correct? Now,
that's
are they going to go back and fight over it some
more? I don't know
whether
they're going to go back. I don't know whether, first of all, they're going to redo the bill. They're
going to
do it in pictures because most of them can't read. That's been the problem. They can't read, so they're going to make pictures and show them in pictures what it's about.
There you go.
They're going to have a picture of a bank.
Right.
They're going to have a picture of a safe with no money in it. And that's the problem.
And then another guy with his pockets full of money.
They're going to have a picture of $700 billion going into the safe so that they can understand. Because after all, they were in Congress, because if they were literate, they wouldn't be in Congress.
They'd have a real job.
That's right.
It shows you what kind of respect we have for them. Well,
absolutely.
Anyway, it is a disaster. Anyway, let's talk about something that is equally bizarre.
Yes.
A Michigan man.
Yes.
Does not have to register. Now, if you have children listening to this program, ladies and gentlemen, please send them away for the next 2 minutes.
You probably should on this one.
Michigan man does not have to register as a sexual predator because of what? I can't even talk about this.
Because he was sodomizing a sheep.
That's
there
fabulous.
It is. I've said it.
Oh my goodness!
And in Michigan, the sex offender statute only applies to human beings. So you have to be abusive or carnally
involved.
Knowledgeable about a human being before you can be considered a sex offender.
All right.
Now I want to tell you something.
Yes.
The ASPCA is not happy about that decision. Not at all. I mean, they got dogs and cats and everybody running around, and these sex offenders are not being—they're not being prohibited. They don't have to move out of the neighborhood.
Jeez.
Now you see, if they were, you know, the rules about people—what do you do with a sex offender? You don't want them to move back in the neighborhood.
Right.
But the cats and dogs and the horses and everybody, and particularly the sheep, are very offended. Very offended. And it's a terrible thing.
It's a very bad thing.
Very
bad. I'm sorry. That was ridiculous.
It was. It was, and you're ridiculous, and you ought to be punished for it, too. You should be in a special register, not for sex offenders, just for people who are offensive. In any,
just the offensive registry.
The offensive registry.
And guess what? I'm sure I won't be alone.
Well, I want to let you know the ASPCA
is mad.
Is not too happy, and they called this guy. I forgot his name. Maybe it's not me.
A lawyer?
The guy, I don't think he was a lawyer, but he could have been.
Oh, no, not the
lawyer. But lawyers don't
offender.
Worry about, lawyers don't worry about, they don't sodomize animals, they rape people, but monetarily.
Okay.
But here, they called his lawyer, to sodomize his lawyer for
yes.
a comment.
What'd he say?
A message-seeking comment was left Wednesday with Haynes' attorney in Detroit. That's it. No answer. What are you going to answer? What's the lawyer going to tell him? My fellow is a little itchy in the brain. So that's it.
Anyway,
well,
that's
anyway,
ridiculous. Well, he doesn't have to register. That's the good news for
well,
him.
Well, that's the good news. You're free.
Oh, my God.
And I think, I don't know whether they might have put him in jail for that.
I would think so.
But if they didn't, sheep and all the animals around there.
Be on alert.
Be on alert. Don't go out alone. Go in groups. Use the buddy system. Even if a dog can only get a cat for a buddy, use the buddy system because that will prevent you from being endangered by a sexual predator. And that's what we're talking about.
You have lost your mind. Oh, God.
And so watch out for... and I want to talk to all you sheep. Be very, very careful.
Sheep, are you listening?
Ba ba ha ba ba. I'm talking in sheep language now. Ba ba. Ba 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 ba. And I want you to behave yourselves and remember that.
Don't ever forget that.
Never forget.
Double go down in sheepdom history.
That's right.
Oh my God. Where do you find these cases? Anyway.
Marvelous.
I gotta wait a second. I gotta dry off here because I'm crying. I can't see anymore. Oh my God. Do you know if we have any audience at all that should be committed? Who would watch this show? I don't get it. George puts up the money. We do this crazy show. No wonder good thing he doesn't listen to the show.
What I'd like to have been in is in the conference room for the three judges discussing.
Could you imagine? Oh my God. That is hysterical. Well, folks, we're sorry. We had a little fun with that, but just stay away from Michigan. For a week or two till they sort this out. All right. An ex-partner in a law firm, I guess he's ex now, he had to give up his law license because he was submitting some fraudulent expenses.
Years ago, this is a very large firm. He was a partner at Sullivan and Cromwell.
Oh, very prestigious firm.
Well, there's so many prestigious firms today, but years ago, when you wanted to have the archetypical white-collar, waspish Wall Street firm, you always refer to Sullivan and Cromwell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And authoritative phlegm.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all they knew. They didn't talk. They just... they looked at the world like it smelled bad. And they charged pretty good for it. At any rate, here's a guy that... He put in expenses of $500,000. That's a little bit. Not a lot of money.
No.
No, just $500,000. $500,000
for
in
what?
Personal expenses that he faked, that he spent on firm business or on clients' business or whatever it was.
But what did he actually do with the money?
Don't ask embarrassing questions. How do I know what he did with the money? He took it.
Didn't he put it to his house?
And the funny thing is that he was a specialist... A banking and finance specialist.
Oh, well, I'm sure he was.
In Latin American transactions. Let me tell you something, folks. Things are now, in these big law firms, they are so departmentalized that if you're a banking and finance specialist, they break that down into America, Latin American, European, Asian, Icelandic, and Scandinavian, Slavic, all the different banking things. This fellow's name was Carlos Spinelli Nozeda, and Spanish people have a double last name, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Carlos Spinelli Nozeda threw a little money in for dinero, put a few vouchers in for dinero that Mr. Spinelli Nozeda shouldn't have taken over a 10-year period. Now, he is no longer a partner.
He's an ex-partner.
That's Sullivan.
And Cromwell.
I remember the days if you had a name like Spinelli Nozeda, Sullivan and Cromwell wouldn't know you from a bag of beans.
There you go.
You had as much chance of getting a job there, except as a janitor. A name like Spinelli Nozeda was only for the people who cleaned.
So will you say that they were a little...
A little uppish?
A little uppish, a little snobbish?
A little snobbish, yeah.
So,
very much so, sir.
Yeah.
Very so.
So Hartman and Simonetti would have not done well
Hartman
there.
Hartman and Simonetti would not have become partners... In Sullivan and Cromwell. But now that's all changed.
Of course.
That's all changed.
I'm sure.
We're in a new world.
That's right.
And, but at any rate, the new world still says you can't steal money. So Mr. Spinelli Nozeda is out.
Hasta la vego. Baby.
Hasta la vego.
All right. Well,
the guy was going to do the Mexican hat dance, I think, but he did the Mexican hat trick. And
he took a few, as you say, dinero.
But I gotta believe this. Stephen Gillis of New York University, who teaches at the law school there, and he's a very well-known professor on ethics and things like that. And he said, quote, "We don't understand why anyone would jeopardize their position and achievements for what amounts to pocket change for partners at large American firms." Unquote. And that gives you a great idea. $500,000 in these big firms is pocket change.
Pocket change.
I should have such pockets.
My pants would fall down with all that change.
My pockets couldn't have that.
I'd have to have aluminum foil lined pockets, which, by the way, I do for when I go to a wedding so I could take food home.
That's right. But the other thing is I got a pair of pants. I'm going to buy some new ones, and I'm going to have a lot of pockets in there.
I would have deep pockets that go down to your ankle.
500 G's of pockets, you can do pretty good.
Boy, oh boy. I think you have to have pockets in the back, too.
I would do good at $5 a pocket.
Yes, you would.
Okay.
And you know what? You'd need a new pair of pants.
Well, it's a little bit crazy that any lawyer would put himself in that position. And,
There you go.
Lawyers. Who needs them?
Anyway, you don't need that kind of a lawyer, but you do need us. So take a short intermission, get yourself a cold drink. My partner now is just putting the towel around his neck. He's like a fighter, you know, between rounds. They have to come out, throw the water in his face, change his mouthpiece. If he'd ever take that mouthpiece out, you could understand what the heck he was saying. You're listening to the Lawyers Who Needs Them right here on Talk Zone Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.